You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning.
Also with us is Anna Chandler of Savannah Magazine. Hey, Anna.
Hi.
And this weekend, we've got some fun going on with flowers.
Yes, we do. It is the summer solstice, and to kick it off and make your outfit look fantastic, the SCAB Museum of Art is throwing a special flower crown making workshop. It's inspired by their current exhibition, Think Twice, which is a collaboration between fashion designer Carla Fernandez and floral installation artist Flores Cosmos. So you'll get to have a deep inside look at the exhibition and make these beautiful headdresses using flora and fauna from the Savannah area, as they did for the exhibition.
And then there's lots of music happening Friday night.
Absolutely. So we're going to kick off in Starland at the opening of the great new music venue, Victory North Savannah. This is a 650-plus capacity venue, so we're going to be getting some really great acts coming through. To kick it off is Little Tybee. They're based in Atlanta, but they have some members who are Savannah natives, so that's always fun for them to come back to town. And they're joined by Savannah bands Wood and Steel and Jezebel Heart. So we'll start there and then make our way downtown. At El Rocco, we have a trio of local singer-songwriters, Aaron Zimmer, who just put out a great album. He's of the band City Hotel, Dustin Price, and Jalen Rees. And then after that, if you are still seeking some great nightlife, it is the always fun annual Mr. Savannah pageant put on by the Savannah Sweet Tea's Burlesque Review at the Jinx. And in that, you will see Savannah's finest gentlemen show off their talents and their swimsuits and their shiny personalities to show that they represent our town the best.
Then on Saturday, Claire, there sounds like a really cool event to just, you know, clean up Savannah and have a great time on a Saturday.
Oh, yes. You can go plogging. Plogging, if you don't know, is jogging and picking up litter at the same time. Came out of Sweden, and it's starting to gain popularity over here. This is being organized by Endurance Race Services, and the Savannah Downtown Business Association has also jumped in to have an event on Saturday. They'll have special orange trash bags that you can carry with you.
Yeah. Can we clog? Because that's what I kind of assumed when you said the word at first, and I really want to try clogging and picking up trash.
I mean, you could try. It would be fun, and it would make a great video. And a good
clogging through the streets.
Yeah.
And it would make a good photo because, by the way, post a photo on their social media platforms, and you can get discounts for races and have chances to win prizes.
Aha. Later on Saturday, Anna, there is the opening of what sounds like a really cool space coming to town.
Absolutely. So over on Skidaway Road, Abode Studios is going to be opening, and it is going to be a new studio space where folks can buy local art, and they can also take workshops offered by local artists and makers. So you can create your own things or go pick some up as a gift or to put in your home. So for the grand opening, you can go, and there will be Dark Shark Tacos, kids' activities by Loop It Up, local beer, lots of makers, of course, and it's going to be lots of fun. Good way to introduce them to the neighborhood.
Yeah, finally, Claire, on Sunday, there is a small-scale celebration.
Yes, the Tiny House Tiny Carnival. It's going to be at B&D Burgers on Southside, and it's a $5 entry. They'll have a bounce house, kids' activities, games, and some great food and drink specials. And proceeds benefit the Tiny House Project.
Nice. Well, Claire Sando of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And Anna Chandler of Savannah Magazine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And
happy solstice.
happy solstice to you as well. Have a great weekend, ladies.
You too.
You too.